USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials say the worst is still ahead of us as the U.S. combats the coronavirus pandemic. The most important thing is to not panic, according to the top federal infectious disease expert.
We're going to continue to see an escalation. We should hope that within a week, maybe a little bit more, we'll start to see a flattening out of the curve and coming down.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says, until that time, we're continuing to work to contain it.
I will not say we have it under control. That would be a false statement. We are struggling to get it under control.
Fauci, on CBS's Face the Nation, says the epidemic will be felt for a long time.
As we get into next season, we may see the beginning of a resurgence, and that's the reason why we're pushing so hard in getting our preparedness much better than it was.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a message from everyone at MediShare. There's a Bible verse that tells us to be anxious for nothing. Instead, it says we're supposed to present our request to God with thanksgiving. And there is something about being thankful, especially in the midst of anxiety. And with that in mind, the staff and members of MediShare have something to say to all of our health professionals right now. Doctors, nurses, all hospital staff. Thank you. Thanks for what you do and what you may be called on to do in the days ahead. Thank you, first responders. Thank you to shopkeepers and grocers and the men and women working late nights to restock the shelves. Thank you, cashiers in the checkout aisle. Thank you, delivery drivers and factory workers and caretakers for our elderly, for all you're doing to protect them and give them comfort. So many people to thank, more than we can mention, important people who have their own lives, their own families to be concerned about, and what they're doing is a blessing to us. So from the hundreds of staff and more than 400,000 members of MediShare, thank you.
New York remains a top coronavirus hotspot, the epicenter in the U.S. There is now a race to get them and other cities the medical supplies they need in time. While the overall death toll continues to rise in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo said there was a positive sign in the newest numbers as he looked at the daily rate of deaths.
The number of deaths over the past few days has been dropping for the first time.
Recent ICU admissions were also down, but he strongly cautioned reading anything into that.
It's very hard to plan when these models shift all the time.
He says what they don't know is what happens when the apex is finally reached. The ACLU is now seeking an injunction to block part of Puerto Rico's nightly curfew rules, seeking to slow the spread of the coronavirus. They say some of the restrictions are unconstitutional. People cannot be on the streets in Puerto Rico from 7 p.m. to 5 a.m. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands of U.S. employers are tapping a key provision in the coronavirus relief package. USA's Chris Barnes has the latest.
U.S. small businesses have applied for over $5.4 billion in coronavirus relief loans. In a statement, Small Business Administration officials say more than 17,000 companies with 500 workers or less have applied through their local banks for those SBA-backed loans. It's designed to help companies meet payroll. It's part of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Trump in late March. Companies that don't end up laying off or firing employees will then have that debt forgiven. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new poll shows changes in the race for the White House, and USA's John Hunt has the results.
Former Vice President Joe Biden now leads President Donald Trump in the latest Grinnell College national poll. The poll shows Biden garnering 47% support to Trump's 43. The poll also measured a hypothetical head-to-head contest between Trump and Bernie Sanders. Trump leads Sanders 44% to 43. Of those who identify as a Biden supporter in a head-to-head matchup with Trump, 55% said their mind is made up. 43% said they could be persuaded to support a different candidate. 82% of self-identified Trump supporters say their mind is made up on who they'll support in the general election, with just 17% saying they could be persuaded to vote for someone else.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.